Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Every Pup Had Its Day at Rotary Club of Newton's Dogfest and Parade, by Julie M. Cohen. Whipped cream is usually just a dessert topping, but for Piper Hart, it was so delicious that she couldn't help but bury her face in the sweet treat. While that may be odd or rude behavior for a child, for a toy poodle like Piper, it was totally predictable. The beloved pet enjoyed her pup cup during the Rotary Club of Newton's second annual Dogfest and Parade on May 31st on the lawn outside the Hyde Community Center. Diminutive Yorkies, long-eared bloodhounds, curly golden doodles, and scrappy mutts of all shapes and sizes enjoyed the event with their devoted owners. "People are kinder when you have a dog," said Piper's mom, Newton resident Shamiso Hart. "It's just like having a baby." Catherine Kotick said her rescued border collie Jackie, who has a relaxed demeanor, enriches her life. "She gets us out of the house more," said the Newton resident, who even goes kayaking on the Charles River with the friendly pup, who is a strong swimmer. In addition to freebies from various pet-centric vendors like veterinarians and groomers, the two highlights of the event were the parade and a demonstration from the State Police K-9 Unit East. Intimidating and well-trained German Shepherds Thor and Thunder showed off their skills at scent detection as well as takedowns. As owners and their pups watched, Trooper Christina Cavagnaro gripped Thor's leash before letting the animal lunge at State Police Sergeant Tom Janichak, who wore a tough arm protector. While the demonstration was a bit scary to watch, Janichak was fine after Thor bit into the gear. Both officers answered the crowd's questions about the police dog's behavior and training before lining up to begin the parade. In the parade, Birdie, Ollie, Angus, Sophie, Napoleon, and most other canines in attendance happily walked around the Hyde Center with their owners. Some pups wore costumes, including a princess dress and a bright yellow feathered Big Bird outfit, but most simply enjoyed getting attention and love. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.